You're listening to a Rhino.com podcast. Yes, you are.
Remember 10 years ago when Fred Durst was a star? Remember 10 years ago when you still used to watch MTV? Okay, Limp Bizkit. Ultimately, they made it because they did it all for the Nookie. But as part of Fred Durst's world domination philosophy, and no one can really even have a world domination philosophy because there's such a cacophony. I mean, if you go out and kill somebody, everyone will know it for an instant, and then you're forgotten. You're in jail, hopefully. But in terms of a musical act, it's hard to dominate like it you could in the old days, just because, you know, there's not one dominant radio format and there's not MTV, but we were still addicted to MTV. It was still somewhere we stopped 10 years ago. And we were aware of Fred Durst, who, as a result of doing it for the Nookie, put together a tour called the Family Values Tour. And what you just heard was a live recording from the Family Values Tour. And if you're old enough to be listening to this podcast, you're probably old enough to remember the video when Fred Durst sat next to this somewhat rotund guy playing an acoustic guitar, singing that song outside. Hey, it's Bob Lefsetz for the Weekly Rhinocast. And I want to get to the exact spot in this record that proves the point I'm making. And this is going to be tough. That's Fred Durst saying, hey, this is the real motherfucking deal. And I thought Aaron Lewis was the real fucking deal. The real motherfucking deal. Aaron Lewis had a band called Stained. When that song took hold outside, I had no idea who Stained was. But as a result of this, a result of the acclaim, the imprimatur, I always worry when I say imprimatur. I mean, some friend of mine was on the phone and said, you know, I put my imprimatur on it. And I said, oh, he doesn't know how to pronounce it. Then I was at the shrink and he said, imprimatur. I said, shit, is it imprimatur or imprimatur? It's like, I hate when I get words right. But that, and I'm sitting here talking to you and I go, oh, I should, that was the word. He said, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get email people telling me, you don't know how to pronounce it. And we're all, you know, insecure at the core, even those of us who are boastfully secure. And that's not me. But Fred put his imprimatur / imprimatur on Aaron Lewis such that people were ready for the success or for the, that's not really putting it right. People were ready to hear the next thing from Aaron Lewis and his band Stained. And the problem with Stained is it's a hard rock band that plays music that I don't love. I could sit here and say it's bad. It's not literally bad. It's just, you know, there's some hard rock stuff and you go, okay, I just love that. I'm not talking hard rock, you know, Ozzy or, you know, you have to remember, at one time, Led Zeppelin was considered heavy metal. And Black Sabbath was too far out. The center now is Metallica. Metallica used to be considered speed metal. So Staind isn't many steps beyond where Metallica was, but I didn't really love their music. But, you know, as I say, I love some hard rock music, but they would do these ballads that would be positively mind-blowing. And they put out an album, and this is the track that was the big hit.
A while since I could hold my head up high, and it's been a while since I first saw you, and it's been a while since I can stand on my own two feet again, and it's been a while since I could call you. Consequences that are rendered. I stretched myself beyond my means. It's been a while since I can say.
It almost leaves me speechless because I love the mood of a record like this. There's something about his voice that takes you right off the mainstream. It's like you immediately take the exit off the freeway. You go to somebody's house. You're sitting on a beaten up couch in the basement. That's what these records sound like. It sounds like a conversation with your best friend. And he says, and it's so honest. No one's sitting there going, okay, you know, why did he write that? He doesn't really believe it's been a while. Just like in the previous song, Outside, he goes, you know, inside you're ugly, ugly like me. I always thought that was great. I really would have liked it better if he said, outside you're ugly. We live in such a looks-based society, okay? And some of the prettiest people don't look that good. But in this particular case, I think, you know, when you talk about ugly like me, you know, you don't have that personality, I'm a winner, I'm a driver, that everybody believes you should have. You're three-dimensional, just like in this song. And that song was a huge hit. The album sold 5 million copies, and you're dropping the needle. You're not really dropping the needle. Maybe there's some vinyl copy of the Staind album somewhere. But, and I can't even remember the name of the album. The name of the album, it may be just Staind. You know, that kind of proves the point, because in the modern era, you have a CD. You don't drop the needle. You don't flip the record over. You keep pushing the button. You know, where's the next track? And there was another ballad on this album, which killed me. You know, meanwhile, I'm looking around my iPod. But the name of the album was Break the Cycle. This is Epiphany. have a hard time turning that off because, as I say, I love the mood. 1972, yes, I am that old. I remember being at the Dead Sea in Israel. And when the Dead Sea has got a high salt content, such that you just float, incredible buoyancy. That's what it's like. It's like being in, you know, a sensory deprivation tank. You know, they have those around. It's like you're just floating, letting your mind drift. Or this is like the soundtrack for an astronaut on a spacewalk. And you could talk about, you know, that bass part that comes in and oozes and fills all the gaps in the floor or the strings. I just love that. And that was like the last hurrah for Stain. But by the time Stain put out another record, no one could sell a record. Nobody cared. There wasn't a ballad like that. It was over. So I'm driving to a doctor's appointment just 2 days ago, and I'm listening to Howard Stern on the satellite. You know, I don't want you to dismiss me as another one of those Howard Stern fanatics. It's interesting because Howard Stern was on Letterman the other day, and because these networks are so uptight about people watching the stuff online and ripping off their content, I couldn't immediately find the complete Letterman clip. You could only find a little bit. And then in searching for the complete clip, which I didn't find, I found a Howard Stern appearance from the 80s. Blew my mind. First of all, he was nowhere near as secure. He had this bushy mustache. He hadn't had his nose surgery yet. And it's like, he was like an outcast and he knew it. It reminded me, I was at the MTV Video Music Awards when he was Fartman. He was an outcast. And then, since he just re-upped with Sirius, they're rerunning now some of the early Sirius stuff. He wasn't as good then. He's finally comfortable in his own skin. I don't know whether it's the 10,000 hours that Gladwell talks about or psychotherapy, but it's just mind-blowingly good because he gets into the reality of the human experience. But they went to commercial. So I push a button to get something else. And on my XM radio in my car, I have three bands of 10 presets. And I'm on the Howard Stern band, which if I go up, I can listen to the politics, the left-wing politics up there on America Left, or I can listen to the comedy station. But I needed to hear some music, and I pushed the button for the Nashville station. You don't really want to listen to the Nashville station because they have commercials. I could go through a whole legal rigmarole here, but the bottom line was Clear Channel made a deal with XM, and even though XM has merged with Sirius, there's still four channels, I believe it's four, on XM, not at Sirius, that have commercials. Anyway, I hear a Keith Urban song. I'm a huge Keith Urban fan, but some of these songs are just stupid. It's like Brad Paisley. A lot of these songs are just stupid. And the song is called I Put You in a Song. But I'm hearing just the tail end of it. Interesting question why I just didn't change the channel. Then I hear this.
Now I grew up down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know. My pops picked the place up for $1,500 back in 1964.
I knew who it was immediately. I had to look down at the readout. I go, that's Aaron Lewis. This is the country station. The sun is setting. I'm not driving on 20th Street. If you know your Santa Monica topography and buildings, right by, literally just past where the Sony building used to be, where Universal Music Publishing is now residing.
My grandfather was a drinker back in the day. He put him down. But a war is known to change a man. The whiskey's known to change a man. That's not me. I rarely drink from the bottle, but I'll smoke a little weed.
Now there's this guy, Jamie Johnson. I've done a podcast about him. He's totally authentic. He's from Nashville. Sounds like he's really singing. But this sounds like, this was not made for any radio format. This is like, you know, in 1969 where I'm making my record and FM will play it. Because I say, do you hear the little hesitations and the truth? When he talks, I smoke a little weed, okay? When I was in high school, nobody drank. You smoked dope. And I went to college. I ended up drinking a lot in college because Vermont was the first state that dropped all rights to 18. You could vote, you could drink, etc. And Aaron Lewis was born in Vermont. This sounds like a guy is testifying his story from the middle of the country. I mean, country, not the middle of America, but you know what I mean, country, like Winterbone.
You live in in the sticks where you wouldn't go. In a town of 1200 off an old dirt road. And a country boy is all I'll ever be. Now it's been 12 years since I sold my soul to the devil in L.A. He said, sign your name here on the dotted line, and your songs they all will play. He set up shop on Sunset, he put me up at the Marquee. He said,
you wanna sell a million records, boy, you better listen to me.
He said,
change your style, whiten your smile, you could lose a couple of pounds. If you wanna live this life, you better lose that wife. Do you need your friends around?
Now you have to understand, you know, prior to this American Idol phenomenon, if you wanted to make it, it wasn't like you could get a direct jet to Hollywood, okay? You had to slug it out till finally the A&R guy discovered you. And in the early 70s, in the Rhino years, it's like they didn't want to change you. Now they want to change everything about you. And watching that original video with Outside, he said, this guy's fat. I mean, I don't mean like obese fat on one of those reality TV programs. But if you're a rock star, you're supposed to be skinny. So the fact that he references this in the song, he knows who he is, and he's not going to change. I love that. And he talks about staying at the Sunset Marquee. Yeah, Sofia Coppola makes a movie about, what's the name of the hotel?
Chateau Marmont.
We got helpers here. We got the Chateau Marmont, okay, where John Belushi died. That's not the real rock and roll hotel. That's where, you know, you want to look good. It used to be the Riot House. They completely changed, across the street from what is now the House of Blues, they totally changed the name. They don't want to have anything to do with rock and roll anymore. It used to be the Continental Riot House. But for the last 30 years, if you're a rock act, you stay at the Sunset Marquee. Now, in the 80s, only the hard rock act stayed there. But now everybody does. The fact that it's referenced in the song, I just love that.
No, that's not me. The biggest things in life are your friends and family.
The biggest things in life are your friends and family, because no one's going to be famous forever. Maybe Elton John or a couple of other people. And when the system spits you out, you know, you will still want to be able to connect with your buddies. Now, we can be listening to this song and say, wait a second, it's too slow. Doesn't really have a hook. Where's the chorus? But it sounds so straight from the heart that you believe it. It inhabits its own space.
And I like my jeans and my old t-shirts, and a couple extra pounds never really hurt. 'Cause a country boy is all I'll ever be.
I don't know. I'm not country. But I like the fact, you know, used to be you wear the same clothes off stage as you wear on stage. Not for a long time. I love the authenticity here.
'Cause Hank taught me just how to stay alive. You never catch me out the house without my 9045. I got a big orange tractor and a diesel truck. And my idea of heaven's chasing whitetail bucks. And as a country boy, two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement made. Don't tread on me is what it says, and I'll take that to my grave. This is me. I'm proud to be American and strong in my belief. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, 'cause I've never needed government to hold my hand. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, 'cause my family's always fighting down to save this land. And a country boy is all I'll ever be.
I love my country. I love my guns. I love my family. I love the way it is now. And anybody that tries to change it has to come through me. That should be all of our attitudes. Is this is America, and a country boy's good enough for me, son.
That's actually Charlie Daniels doing that bit at the end, and that really turns me off, because America could possibly be the greatest country in the world. I haven't been to every country, so I can't authoritatively say. But I've been to plenty of other countries where it's not so fucking bad, and there are certain things that are definitely right. It's like being in Europe. I was just recently in Europe. Two buttons on the toilet. If you pee, you use less water. If you do a little bit more business, use the other one. That's a good thing. We could have that in America. And too many people say, hey, my country right or wrong, don't realize we can improve our country, okay? And we live in such a divided nation. It was never this divided before with, you know, knee-jerk reactions. And I don't agree with a lot of the politics in this song, but I believe that this guy believes it. And that's the most important thing in selling your song. He's not worrying about the audience. One could say, well, maybe it's a cheap shot, another rocker-going country. This sounds a little different. As I say, he didn't bring in the usual hack songwriters and basically, you know, make it so it's friendly for country radio. Although I did hear it on that Clear Channel station on the satellite. That's a special station programmed by an individual. You know, you check the chart, okay? You know, the record's kind of new, but I don't think this is going to be a mainstream hit because it's not safe. And that's what I love about it. And I could talk ad infinitum, and whatever I could say could not get to the reality of this guy's voice. There's something about this voice, guy's voice. It's truth. That's the power of music. Till next time, it's Bob Lefsetz for the RhinoCast.
You've just listened to a Rhino.com podcast. Visit Rhino.com for music, movies, and all kinds of crazy shit.